Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, which says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord." Some of our days are difficult. Other days are a breeze. But in the midst of our difficult days, it can be tempting to begin to think things will always be this way. Thankfully, for those who trust in Jesus Christ, there is a glorious future up ahead. This is something the Lord has revealed to us as an intentional source of encouragement during seasons when we might be tempted to despair. Jesus has promised that He will return for us. We don't know when this will be, but He has told us to be ready for Him to come at any time. When He returns, He will grant a new, resurrected body to all believers, and He will take us to be with Him forever. In His presence, there will be no more sorrow, no more mourning, and no more pain. He will wipe away all our tears and will usher us into an eternity in His presence that is far beyond anything we can naturally imagine. Remind your heart of these truths frequently. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for Your Word. And thank You for the reminders that You give to us in it that You have a plan for us that's far beyond our current circumstances. Lord, we know that right now in our current circumstances, we might be tempted to experience despair. We might be tempted to look at situations that surround us and think, this is never going to improve. But then we look at what Your Word tells us. And Your Word reveals to us that You have a future for us that is far beyond anything we've ever seen and anything we've ever experienced. And You assure us in Your Word that we are not abandoned. We are not forgotten. Your Word tells us that Your Son, Jesus Christ, is going to return for us. And we will be brought into Your presence for all eternity. Father, we're grateful for this reality, and we're grateful for the hope that You give to us that's anchored in who You are and not anchored in our circumstances. Lord, we could look forward to what You have in store for us regardless of anything we experience in this world. Father, we pray that our greatest hope would not be anchored to anything on this planet, and that our sense of well-being wouldn't be tied to how things are going in the present. By Your grace, Lord, we pray that we would have an optimistic, hopeful perspective as we look toward the future that You've already secured on our behalf. And Father, we're grateful to know a little bit about it ahead of time so that we could be looking forward to it right now. Thank you, Lord, for revealing these things to us in your word. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.